Hey, thanks for checking in for this episode of the Lake Effect Podcast. Today we're going to visit with Rick Henkel, a well-known Pittsburgh-based artist who created the only available architectural print of the Marblehead Lighthouse. Rick, what can you tell me? You grew up in Port Clinton.
Sure did. From third grade through, I went to Terra Tech, and then I moved out to Pittsburgh.
Are you a commercial artist, a commercial illustrator? What are you?
I would consider myself a diagrammatic illustrator.
What the heck is that?
It's crazy, huh? So I draw diagrams. I draw diagrams for corporations and businesses.
Okay.
I do a lot of work for the universities in Pittsburgh. So for faculty of a school of engineering, and they want to create a diagram that would help explain their research for a National Science Foundation grant. I would draw that.
I see. So when did you get the idea to create this poster?
Sure.
And I call it a poster, but it's really not a poster, is it?
I drew it with the hopes of it being a fine art print.
Okay.
But a poster is okay. Yeah.
A poster sounds so cheap and crappy. And this is not cheap and crappy.
Thank you. I guess I tried to go through life with a little humility.
That's not a bad thing. When did you begin this project?
Yeah. Well, first let me tell you why. So I worked for a design firm for about 20 years. And for the first 10 years, I drew office furniture. Yeah. So we did work for Steelcase. They're the world's largest manufacturer of office furniture. We ended up with a library of 40,000 illustrations. And it got kind of boring.
Sounds boring.
Yeah.
And dull.
But I got really good. A lot of rough deadlines. So I decided to take my knowledge, and I just wanted to create a personal project that I would find more fulfilling.
And why the Marblehead Lighthouse?
More fulfilling, yeah. I wanted to have something I could really bite my teeth into. So something I could, that would not only be a challenge to illustrate, but something that I could spend time wrapping my head around. And the company I work for specialized in using illustration to tell a story. So I thought I could take my skills and create an illustration that not only depicted the lighthouse, that showed it in a unique way, but would also help explain the history of the architecture and the technology that was used at the time to create the light, you know, the flashing light on top of the tower.
So you're saying you did not go to the lighthouse and sit there for one afternoon and draw a picture of the lighthouse?
Yeah. No, I did not do that. I took pictures. The Marblehead Lighthouse has cast iron steps, so I made rubbings of those actual steps.
You mean with pencil and paper?
Right, just like some people do at grave
okay.
sites. So I did that so I could depict, there's a wonderful kind of Victorian ornate pattern to the steps, and I wanted to capture that in my illustration.
Wow, that sounds like that took a lot of time.
Yeah, it did. So I worked on it about 8 years.
And you obviously finished it. When did you finish it?
I finally finished it and printed. And the first day I believe it went on sale was July 7th, 2007.
And it's titled Marblehead Lighthouse 1903. Why is that?
Yeah, because so the lighthouse was originally built late 1821 and was first lit sometime, I believe, in the spring of 1822. But it was a much different looking lighthouse at the time.
So it didn't look like what people see today.
Right. It was shorter. It had a much different lantern on the top of the lighthouse. So yeah, it was different, and it had a much different lens or lighting system. So I wanted to capture the lighthouse kind of at its architectural peak. And 1903 was the first year it kind of looked like what you see today.
Right.
When, you know, tons of visitors go out and see the lighthouse every year.
Now, this is not a drawing of the lighthouse as you would see it standing at the Marblehead Lighthouse State Park.
Right, unless you had a heavy-duty chainsaw and just cut the lighthouse right down the middle.
This is like
a chisel, right. If you were patient.
That might take a while. This is kind of like a cutaway.
It's a cutaway indeed.
Okay, and so you made many trips to the lighthouse.
Many.
Photos, measurements, and drawings, and then everything else you downloaded from the internet?
Everything except for the week that I spent at the National Archives. Those stones in the shadow area, to create the effect I wanted, I spent 2 weeks solid just drawing that, creating that so it looked like you were, you know, it's all a shadowy area.
2 weeks. Are you crazy?
I am crazy, and it was 2 weeks.
Wow.
So, yeah. A lot of blood, sweat, and tears went into that.
After you were finished, you had it printed on paper, but not normal paper, like a very heavy...
Very heavy archival paper.
Okay.
What's that mean? Acid-free. Well, again, it's acid-free. It's not going, you know, typical paper from a newspaper or even many books. It's going to yellow over time. So, and this hopefully, it might yellow, but it's going to take many, many more years, right. You know, generations.
Okay.
For it to do that.
So, you had them printed, and I believe I read they were printed on a 6-color Heidelberg press.
Right.
What the heck is that?
Right. So, it's a pretty fancy-dancy printing press. One of the nicest lines of presses out there. If you're going to spend the better part of 8 years drawing something, you want the finished result to be as nice as it can be.
How many did you print, and then what?
So I had a lot of advice as people saw me working on this project, and I had 5,000 prints or posters made up, 6 colors on archival paper, heavyweight archival paper.
And how did it go sales-wise?
Yeah,
What kind of reception did you get? Terrible. No, seriously, how did it go?
Yeah, pretty terrible.
Oh, gosh.
Well, people liked, you know, they'd come over, even a lot of people would come over and look at it, and they would admire it and see nice things about it. They would ask who drew it, and I would say, I drew it. And they would say, you look too young to have spent so many years drawing one thing. And I said, no, this was me.
So the sales didn't go well, and you had 5,000 posters to begin with.
Right. My lowest point in the project, in either drawing it or then trying to market it, I sent one of the posters to a gallery in Cleveland. A very nice art gallery.
Okay.
And I waited a couple weeks, and I finally called them and told them who I was. Hey, did you get my poster, the Marblehead Lighthouse? I said, I spent 8 years drawing that artwork. And the guy came back and said, whatever made you think that was a good idea?
Are you serious? This is a stranger said that to you?
Yeah. So.
Wow.
Yeah, that was probably the lowest point in my endeavors with this project.
So you were able to move some of the posters, and then you told me there was a tragic decision you made.
There's a, you know, I sold a few here, a few there. I became involved with the U.S. Lighthouse Society, and they were kind enough to sponsor it for a while. And I sold a couple handfuls through them. But after a number of years with thousands of these filling up my house, and I do mean thousands, between the printed posters and then boxes and boxes of mailing tubes, stacks of cardboard folders, I kind of got tired of looking at all of it. And I threw probably at least 3,000 of them away.
Wait. You said you threw probably 3,000 of them away?
At least 3,000 away.
Say it ain't so, Rick. Did you really do that?
Yeah, I did that. You know, it's you can only have so many of these in your house before you just go mad, pretty much.
Oh, jeez.
Or at least very depressed.
Yes, I would imagine those boxes would take up a lot of space.
The boxes took up a lot of space. They were heavy. I had piles of them. And I, the room I had them in, I decided I wanted to turn into a little gym for the most part.
So you sold some. You tragically disposed of the better part, the entire run. Then what happened?
There is a character out on Marblehead, and he contacted me and asked, hey, could I buy 20 or 30 of these? He had written a book, and first he simply wanted to use a small black and white copy of my illustration in his book. And I was pretty complimented. Later he asked if he could try selling the prints on his own. This seemed like a good deal because since I was in Pittsburgh, I really wasn't around the Marblehead area often to try to sell them on my own. And then he asked for even more. And this was probably at the point I had thrown a bunch away.
Really?
The 3,500, whatever number that ended up in the recycling bin. So I told this guy that I would give him my remaining inventory for X number thousands of dollars. My last delivery, and he kind of gave me a tour of, oh my gosh, he has a whole wall in his bedroom that's filled with mailing tubes with my illustration art print
really?
In them, a whole wall. And when I made my last delivery, I looked this gentleman in the eye and I said, so do you hate me yet? Yeah.
What did he say?
He said, no, I don't. I'm glad I did this.
You live in Pittsburgh. Do you still have an affinity for Lake Erie?
Absolutely. You know, I grew up here and, you know, when I cross Sandusky Bay and I see the seagulls, there's just something wonderful, you know, that just sparks in me, you know, when I see the lake itself, when I'm out on Marblehead or Catawba Island, I don't know. So I have this thing that I say is kind of like distilling my thoughts about growing up here. And it's like, I grew up on a steady diet of beautiful sunrises and sunsets. And afternoons
nice.
Spent watching the sun reflect off the lake like 1,000 shimmering diamonds.
Nice.
And that is something I hold in my heart.
You should be a writer, not an illustrator.
Why didn't you tell me that? You know, like 20 years ago. Most of the times I'm here, I do stop off and I see the lighthouse. I've tried to detach the effort and the money from, you know, I spent on the project. I try to put that in a closet. And I just go to the lighthouse and, you know, it's this beautiful tower that has withstood the test of time, the storms of the lake, the storms of life. You know, it's a beautiful thing. And the lake, as I mentioned, is, for me, just holds a heartfelt beauty. So,
are you saying that you and the lighthouse broke up and that you're no longer bitter?
We had a separation, and yet now we're quite amicable.
Hey, Rick, thank you so much for visiting me and talking about your long relationship with the Marblehead Lighthouse. Hopefully one day I'll see you somewhere around the lake.
Hopefully, that would be great.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thanks for joining me today for this episode of the Lake Effect Podcast. I'm your host and producer, James Proffitt. Executive producer is Chris Pfeiffer. If you have questions or want to learn more about Lake Effect, visit wgte.org/lakeeffect. Until then, I'll see you somewhere around the lake.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.